Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. Yes, all the stories you hear on this program are contributed by our listeners, and thus they are a true reflection of our life in America as we live it in this mid-century. Tonight's prize play is called Tony's Parcel, and it is the work of Barbara B. Lee of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. Others in the cast include Jay Novello, Virginia Gregg, Ann Whitfield, John Larch, and Jonathan Hoare.
Curious young fingers are always getting burned, aren't they, Mother? So until the children learn the danger of hot pans and so on, better keep Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. It does such a wonderful job on burns. Take Mrs. G. She was awfully glad she had Vaseline petroleum jelly around the day her little girl got burned. She writes, "Recently, my 4-year-old daughter put a hot iron right across her face, burning her nose, lips, and chin. I grabbed her and spread the burned area with Vaseline petroleum jelly. You know, just a week later, it was all healed. I've always heard that Vaseline petroleum jelly was good for burns, but never expected it to work so fast in healing. Yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly is just the thing to soothe, help protect, and aid in the healing of minor burns. Of course, if the burn is serious, see your doctor. But for minor burns, get a jar of wonderful Vaseline petroleum jelly."
Thank you, Rosemary DeCamp. Prize play, Tony's Parcel, we take you to Dr. Christian's familiar office in the old White House on the River Road.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Vittorio.
Good morning, Judy. It's a fine day, huh?
Yeah, too nice to be inside.
That's just what I tell my wife. You know, that's why I like my job of sweeping the streets. You're outside all day long, sing all the day,
yeah.
And no one tell you to keep quiet.
And I might add, you do a mighty fine job of sweeping our streets, too, Mr. Vittorio.
Thank you, Judy, thank you. Dr. Christian in?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Vittorio, he's still out on calls. Expect him back any moment, though. Can you wait?
No, I gotta get back to my broom. I just want to drop off his wallet.
His wallet? Now, where'd you find that?
I found on the curb, corner of River Road and State Street.
Oh, well, thanks so much for returning it. I know Dr. Christian will appreciate your finding it, too. My goodness. He really should be more careful. There's his money and his list of calls.
That's right. He should be more careful. I guess he's always too busy helping others to get well.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Christian, he never think of himself until the last.
You're right. Well, I'll be sure to tell him he'd better keep a closer watch on his belongings.
All right, Judy. All right, Judy. Oh, hey, don't forget my Camellia's birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, no.
You and Dr. Christian. She's going to be 14 years old.
We wouldn't miss that party for anything, Mr. Vittorio.
Well, I see you then.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, Mr. Vittorio.
Well, Judy, anything happened while I was out on my calls?
Let's see. Mrs. Johnson can't keep her 3 o'clock appointment. I gave her one for tomorrow morning at 10:15.
Oh, that's fine.
And, oh, yes. Have you missed anything?
Why, no, Judy, should I?
Just check for a moment.
Let's see. I have my bag.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't think of anything.
Your wallet, doctor.
Where did you get that? I thought I had it.
Tony Vittorio returned it this afternoon. He found it on the curb of River Road and State Street.
Well, that was kind and thoughtful of him, Judy. You know, Tony is one of the finest citizens in Riverside.
I know, and he works so hard for the Department of Sanitation.
Yeah, we could all learn something from Tony. He has a wonderful attitude toward life.
¶¶
We better hurry, Dr. Christian. We haven't much time to get ready for Camellia's birthday party.
You're right, Judy. Oh, by the way, isn't that Tony sweeping over there on the other side of the street?
Hmm? Oh, yes, it is. I wonder why he's still working.
Hello, Tony. Hey, Dr. Christian and Judy.
Hello.
Fine day for the party, huh?
Yeah, it is, but it won't be unless you put away your broom and get home. It's a few minutes after 5 already.
Well, I work a little overtime each day to make extra money.
Oh.
What do you plan to do with this extra money, Tony?
Well, each week the money go in the bank for my Camellia. Someday she's going to take a lesson for the voice so she can sing real good and become famous.
That's a wonderful goal, Tony.
Camellia has such a lovely voice. I'd love to hear her sing.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Is she going to sing for us tonight?
Well, maybe. Maybe if we coax her.
Hey, what's this?
For goodness sake, a little parcel. All wrapped in brown paper. Just lying in the gutter.
Yeah, I just pick it up.
I can't see any address on it. And so carefully wrapped, too.
I guess it's a case of finders, keepers, losers, weavers.
Hey, 5:15. I gotta go now.
Oh. Yes, we better be on our way, too.
What are you going to do with the parcel, Tony? Give it to Camellia for her birthday?
It's a good idea, Judy. Maybe it got something nice inside. No, I just stick the parcel in my pocket. Tomorrow I return it to the Department of Sanitation. I don't get the time tonight. Si, Mama.
Here you are. What make you so late? You bring the groceries with you, like I told you?
Si. Here they are. Mama, I found the...
Put them on the kitchen table.
Mama, I told you...
We're going to have time to talk, and I told you. Go upstairs and get it cleaned up. Companies are going to be here in less time than it takes you to get upstairs and wash.
All right, Mama. All right. I'm going. Such a dirty uniform. Oh, the parcel dropped down. Yeah, I wonder. It don't sound like nothing in it. It's too light. Well, maybe there's nothing in it. I open it up to see. Mamma mia. Ooh. What am I going to do? Should I keep it or should I report? I don't know.
And Judy, it's so good to see you.
Hello.
Hello
there. Marie, it looks as if we've just arrived in time.
Oh, this is my brother, Giuseppe. This is the Dr. Christian.
Hello, doctor.
How do you do, Giuseppe? I'm happy to meet another member of the Vittorio family.
Oh, here's the Judy. Judy, this is the Giuseppe, my brother.
How do you do?
He runs the Naples Tavern.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the one on the Front Street in Norwood Place, the one with all the neon lights?
That's all right, Miss Judy. That's a fine business.
Yes, well...
Well, Tony?
How's everyone? Hey, Giuseppe.
Hey, Tony. I tell Judy and Dr. Christian what a fine business I have. Tony, you should have quit the streets. Become a side worker for me. Make a lots of money.
I don't like to work inside. It's no good. People are meant to work out in the sun.
Yeah. Well, Tony does a fine job too, Giuseppe.
I don't know how River's Inn would get along without him.
Yeah, you forget. We no live in the sunny Italy.
Oh, here's the birthday girl herself.
Happy birthday,
Denise. Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. And Uncle Giuseppe, how are you?
Best I ever fear, little flower. Come on. Give your Uncle Giuseppe a bigger kiss, huh?
Okay.
Hey, Camellia, I almost forgot. Hmm? Excuse you, Papa. I got a little birthday gift for you. It's nothing much,
oh,
much.
Papa.
No. Where I put it? Here it is.
Oh, Papa. Why, it's 2 tickets to the concert next week. Just what I wanted more than anything else. Oh,
so happy. You're so wonderful to me.
It's nothing.
That's wonderful, Camellia.
Yes, Camellia, I understand they have a fine program, too.
And Angela and me, we got something for you, too, Camellia. Here, in this envelope.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Giuseppe. I wonder what's in it.
Well, you never find out just looking at it.
$25. Thank you. Oh, thank you. For my first voice lesson.
Come on, everyone. Into the dining room.
Oh, thank you
come
so
on.
Much, Uncle Giuseppe. That's wonderful.
Camellia. My little Camellia. I'm so sorry I can't give you something better. But if I keep it and don't report it, then I can buy her anything she wants. See, and Giuseppe, I can buy him out, buy his tavern, and he can come a worker for me.
Tony, you can't even listen to me.
Oh, Mama, it's good. I don't feel hungry.
You eat good for the past 3 days. What's wrong, Tony?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong, Mama.
Nothing's wrong. Why don't you tell her? Everything is wrong.
That's the first night after Camille's party. You're not sleep at all.
Mama's right. I don't sleep at all. But how could I sleep when I sleep on the parcel?
You think of the present Giuseppe gave Camellia,
huh? Si. Yeah. I think of that and lots of other things.
Why do you not go to work for Giuseppe? You make lots of money.
I don't want to go to work for him, never. And I don't want to hear nothing about Giuseppe.
But, Tony, you work too hard to make so little money.
Mama, would you be happy if we got lots of money?
What do you say, Tony? You got a raise?
No, Mama. No. I don't get a raise. I just wonder. But, you know, money is not everything.
Then why you bring it up?
I don't bring it up. You bring it up when you talk about the Giuseppe.
I only think of Camellia. She's a fine girl, got a good voice. Giuseppe,
always a Giuseppe. I don't want to hear nothing more about Giuseppe.
You don't have to get mad. What's wrong with the Giuseppe?
Nothing is wrong with the Giuseppe, only you always wanted me to be like him. You wanted me to run a tavern, a gamble?
You don't have to run a tavern and a gamble. You only work for Giuseppe.
I'm no gambler like Giuseppe.
Tony, you talk that way about my brother.
Mama, what do you want me to do? Gamble.
Tony, you like that at me? You don't act like yourself. I go to stand.
I don't want to hear no more about the Giuseppe, man.
Well, maybe you should hear. Giuseppe say you deprive your own child when you make no money. You could send her to a fine teacher with the salary he pay you. That's what he say.
Now, look at what I do. I make my mama cry. She's all upset. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Mrs. Vittorio just called.
Mrs. Vittorio?
Mm-hmm.
Is someone sick in the family?
Well, not exactly. Mrs. Vittorio called about Mr. Vittorio.
Tony?
Yes. She says he's cranky and out of sorts, just not like himself at all. She wants you to speak to him.
There must be something wrong. Doesn't sound like Tony at all.
No. Speaking about his not feeling like himself, do you recall how pale he was when he came downstairs the night of Camellia's birthday party?
Yes, I do, Judy. He claimed he was just tired. I wonder.
Remember that parcel he found?
Oh? I'd forgotten about that.
I got to wondering about it, and I asked him the night of the party what was in it.
What did he say?
Well, that's what's so queer, Dr. Christian. He got as white as a sheet, and he mumbled something about he didn't know, and he ran off to speak to someone else.
A change did seem to come over him from the time we saw him in the street to the time of the party.
Yes, I noticed that, too.
I just wonder if that parcel might not have something to do with Tony's illness. Oh, Tony. Tony Vittorio.
Leave me alone.
I thought you didn't hear me at first. I was just going this way and thought I'd like a little company for a block or two.
Well, I think maybe I go the other way.
Tony, you're not yourself. It's not like you to shun old friends.
I'm fine, Dr. Krishna, just fine. Don't worry about me. There's so many people in this world, and you got a lot to worry about yourself.
Well, today I'm going to worry about you. Tony, you've been losing a lot of weight.
Well, I don't have an appetite these last few weeks.
Something must be bothering you. Is it something in the family?
No. The family is just fine. There's nothing wrong. How many times must I tell you everything is fine? Leave me alone.
Tony. Well, if that's the way you want it, there's nothing I can do.
Dr. Christian, please. 1 minute, please. Forgive me. Please forgive me. What's the matter with me anyway? I never meant to be mad with you. Please, you forgive me, huh?
There's nothing to forgive, Tony. When we're not well, we often get hurt or angered easily. Merely gives more basis to my suggestion that you're not well. Now, perhaps I can help.
Help me? No. That's not in your power, Doctor.
Well, try me. If there's anything wrong, it's better to catch it early.
No, it's no use. It's no use.
I'm headed for my office right now. Come on, let's see if we can't find out what's troubling you, eh? Well, Tony, I can't find a thing physical wrong with you.
Well, what I tell you, Dr. Christian.
Your heart is in good shape. Blood pressure a little high, but don't be alarmed. It's normal for it to vary from time to time.
Yeah. Well, I think I better be going.
Not just yet. I'm not quite through with you.
Huh?
This examination leads me to believe there's more to this sickness of yours than is evident by your physical examination.
Huh? How do you know?
Just one look at you. You're not the same person we used to know. I haven't heard you sing in weeks.
Oh, well, I got a little cold some weeks ago. My voice don't sound too good.
Well, that's one answer, Tony. Now, in all fairness to you, I must tell you Mrs. Vittoria called me the other day.
Mama?
Yes, she's worried about you, too. So, you see, you have a lot of people interested in your welfare.
What did she say?
She said you weren't like yourself. You were cranky, out of sorts, preoccupied.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of things on my mind.
I promise you that anything you tell me will not go a bit further than my office.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I can't force you to tell me, but it's for your own good. You see, if we hold things inside us, mental problems which we haven't solved, they affect our whole outlook on life.
I can't tell you, Dr. Christian, no.
But it's important for you that you do. I can't help you to get well unless you do. You'll get worse, you'll lose your job, and then what of Mrs. Vittoria and Camilla if you aren't able to work?
Lose my job? Oh. Dr. Christian, I'm going to tell you. Yes, I'm going to tell you. It's been on my mind so long, I can't stand it. Do you hear me? I just can't stand it no longer.
Yes, Tony, I understand.
It's the parcel. Remember the parcel?
Yes, I remember.
Well, why did I have to find it? Why?
What was in the parcel?
$50,000.
$50,000?
Yes. Now, I don't spend a dollar of it. I keep, yes, ma, I don't spend. I count each night, and I tell nobody, not even Mama. Sometimes I think I'm going to spend it for Camilla. Get her lesson for the voice. And Mama, she can get a new dress if she wants so much. And then we have a plenty to eat. And Giuseppe no longer tell me to come to work for him. Then I be a big man. All the town look up to me. And Giuseppe come to me. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't spend it a month. It don't belong to me.
Must have worked miracles on Tony. When he left here, he acted as if a weight had been taken off his shoulders.
No weight has been taken off, Judy. You know what his trouble was?
Was? You mean you cured whatever was the matter with him in that short time?
Not cured in a moment, Judy. But a problem has been faced and solved.
What was the matter?
Well, Tony, poor man, has been keeping $50,000 in his possession. One moment planning to spend it, and the next morning knowing he can't.
$50,000.
He found it in the parcel.
The parcel?
Yes. Well, he could have kept it, and no one would have been the wiser, except his conscience wouldn't let him. Mentally, he was being slowly tortured to death.
Oh, and you helped him solve it, Dr. Christian?
Oh, no, Judy. It was his confession of the problem which really helped him to solve it. Before I drop you off, Judy, let's look in at the Vittorias, huh?
Good idea. Dr. Christian, look. There's a swarm of people all over the lawn. Somebody's taking pictures.
Well, let's find out what it's all about.
Right.
Pardon me.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Here, come on, folks. Come on, get back. Dr. Christian's room. Come on.
Dr. Christian, get back, please. Pop up on the $50,000 and hand it back to the police. He fell in all alone, not even his own family.
And the police say the money was part of a big bank holdup. Papa got $5,000 reward for returning it. We're rich. Now I can take voice lessons.
Well, that is good news, Mrs. Vittorio and Camilla.
Oh, I think it's terrific. I'm so happy for all of you.
Come to Papa. Come finally get away from those men at the newspaper. All our pictures are taken. We're going to be on the front page. The Vittorio.
Hey, Dr. Christian. Julie.
Thank you, Vittorio.
Making me so happy to see you. Oh, Dr. Christian, here. I got something for you. Here. In this envelope.
My Tony,
don't open it now, please. Save it for Christmas, huh? Promise?
Very well, I promise. Here, Judy, you can be the custodian.
All right.
And don't let me forget.
I'll remind you, don't worry.
Mr. Vittorio, there you are. Would you mind standing in one place for a second? How can we get a picture of you when you're running all over the place?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just step away to see my friend.
Sure. Oh, hey, you too, Mrs. Vittorio. Now, where's the daughter? Camilla. Oh, here. Come on, Camilla. Stand between your mom and pop.
Dr. Christian, I think we'd better get out of here before we're crushed to death.
Yes, Judy, this is Tony's day.
Doctor? Do you know what day this is?
Of course, Wednesday.
Only 2 days till Christmas. Would you like to open Tony's envelope now?
Perhaps we'd better wait another day, huh?
Oh, I suppose you know you're torturing me.
Am I?
I think you enjoy seeing me suffer. Look, here's the paper knife. Stop me if you really mean to wait.
All right, go ahead, Judy. I guess it's near enough to Christmas. Well.
Oh, a check fell out.
And there's a note. From Tony Vittorio. It's a Christmas gift for the children's ward of the hospital.
Oh, a check for $1,000. Wow.
Oh, how kind and generous of Tony.
Oh, what a wonderful way to say thank you. A Christmas gift that'll bring comfort to the children of River's End for years to come.
Yes, Judy, thanks to Tony Vittorio, our street cleaner. One of the finest citizens in River's End.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Gene Hirschhold, waiting to greet you. Meanwhile, wouldn't you like to be through once and for all with that tight, dry feeling in your scalp? Of course, any man would. But not if it means going around with that gooey, slick-down look. Well, Vaseline Hair Tonic will do the job right because it blends in with your natural scalp oils. Your hair will look better, look naturally well-groomed. And your scalp will feel better, too. Just think of the punishment your scalp and hair take out in the sun, wind, and water all summer and then plunged into overheated rooms in the winter. So, of course, your scalp gets dry, your hair hard to manage. But Vaseline Hair Tonic can help you so much. Only a few drops relieve dry scalp and check loose dandruff, too. And there's no alcohol or other scalp-drying mystery ingredients in Vaseline Hair Tonic. So give your hair that healthy look, that naturally well-groomed look. Start using Vaseline Hair Tonic. And now here is Gene Hirschhold.
Thank you very much. The prize play, Tony's Parcel, which you just heard, is the work of Barbara Noe of Ann Arbor, Michigan. A graduate of Worcester College, Ohio, in 1948, Barbara is now employed as a secretary in the Department of Speech at the University of Michigan. And this is her first radio script. With Christmas close at hand and a new year coming up, we want to remind you that your friends in the service of the country would appreciate hearing from you. Resolve to sit down and write a friendly newsy letter to every man or woman you know who is serving his country, whether abroad or at home. And don't forget those who are in the hospitals. We invite you all to join us again next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
So true, Mother. You can keep your baby in the pink of condition with wonderful Vaseline petroleum jelly. There'll be no crying blues over irritating diaper rash or chafing with such a wonderfully soothing remedy in the nursery. Just follow the simple daily routine and you can spare your baby the annoyance of minor skin irritations. After his bath, gently rub Vaseline petroleum jelly over his tender skin, especially in the folds of the skin and where clothing is apt to rub. You just can't beat Vaseline petroleum jelly for keeping his body smooth and soft, for soothing those skin irritations, too. Vaseline petroleum jelly costs as little as 15 cents and comes in jar or tube. Believe me, you'll find it the handiest thing in the house. And remember, when you buy, to look for the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheese Brew Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity.
This is Art Gilmore speaking, and this is the CBS Radio Network.